This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have a confession to make. I have been running around all day thinking it was Wednesday, and I was wrong. Today is Thursday. So because it's Thursday, what should have actually happened just now is we should have been closing down Planet Rick and opening it with Taylor Day. But since Taylor was where I thought she was on a Wednesday, now we proceed with Planet Rick with Rick Ector from Detroit. How are you doing, sir?
Man, I am doing great. You know what? I get it, man. We're getting older, and you know what? We just got to take these things when they come, man. Better yet, how are you doing on this frantic Thursday evening?
I'm doing pretty good. I started working out a couple of weeks ago. I'm nowhere up to 400 push-ups yet, but I mean, I'm already a little more flexible. I'm already a little stronger. I feel better. You know, I'm doing okay. I don't know if I'll ever be Rick Ector-sized because Rick just is just, he's just tight.
Man, look, let me tell you, I'm on the push-up regimen, and the thing is, you know, when you first start out, it's going to be rough going, but you just have to tough it out. And, you know, I've been watching a lot of these YouTube fitness videos, man, and there's a bunch of guys that have these exercise challenges. You know how challenge videos are the rage, yeah, man. And they have these guys that are like, hey, I'm going to do, you know, 100 push-ups, you know, every day for 30 days. And, of course, if you're in the fitness, you know that that's really not good because after a while, you know, your body is not breaking
burning
down
out
and allow time to rest and regenerate. Yeah. And so, you know, at the end of the day, these guys look pretty much the same, but they claim that they feel stronger and they claim that they feel tighter, but it doesn't really show. But, you know, hey, it's the internet, man. Be whatever you want to be.
So let me ask you a question. In light of what's going on right now in the United States today, we're seeing the leftists have gone completely insane. I mean, they'll get out there and they'll say, listen, we want to eradicate all of you guys from society that think like you do, which I don't know how do you take that? Eradication.
You know, it means to eliminate. It sounds rather violent, but, you know, I've noticed that from, you know, that side of the political spectrum. And, you know, if you even get real deeper into it, you know, a lot of your mass killers, you know, they tend to be lefties too, you know, like these, you know, two guys we just had over in Dayton and over in El Paso, man. But,
right,
you know, I usually don't make that argument because, you know, it's not that I feel it's a cheap shot. You know, I just don't, you know, really think there's something to stress on. But, I mean, facts are facts, man.
So, in the same breath, while they're telling us that they're going to eradicate us, then they're like, and we demand your guns.
You know, it's amazing. You know, those who end up doing most of the mass killing happen to be from, you know, that side of the political spectrum. And then they're talking about, you know, taking something from us, and they know how strongly we feel about it. So, I guess they're going to take them by force, I presumably, because I know we're not going to voluntarily hand them over.
Yeah, but who's going to take them by force? It's not going to be the cops. They've already thrown the cops under the bus. The cops aren't going to be like, you want us to go knocking door to door? Why would you just ban them and put them on TV and everything, CNN saying we're coming door to door? No, we're not going.
I mean, these are the same people that go around at political functions with, I don't know if it was acid, but whatever dangerous stuff that they had in these glasses, and they're throwing them in people's faces and messing up their eyes and stuff, man. It's, you know, they are very violent, man, and it's really disturbing.
And, well, they default to violence. I don't think they understand what violence is. I mean, it's real easy to be aggressive when you got 20 of you and one guy in the center of you. That's easy.
And it's real easy to be, you know, outlandish and violent when you're obsessed with hiding your face, you know, and don't want people to know who you are.
Yeah.
You know, like a criminal, you know, but that's who they are, man, and that's what they do.
Well, as an armed self-defense instructor, do you ever look at scenarios like facing a mob or a with like a rampage shooting, for example, is once you see it for you when you're trying to think of a syllabus for your class, is a rampage killing just simply a public self-defense scenario for you?
You know, a rampage killing, you know, and I get asked a lot of questions, you know, along this vein, in this line, you know, typically, you know, hey, Rick, if you were there while some mass shooter was hurting and harming innocents, what would you do? I mean, first and foremost, you know, make sure I'm safe and that I have my, you know, if I'm somewhere where I even have a gun, as we right. know that most of these scenarios tend to happen in gun-free zones, so... If I'm there and I'm following the rules, I probably don't have a gun, but that explains why, as a rule, I typically don't go to gun-free zones, you know, or even gun-free cities. You rarely, if ever, see me in Chicago unless I absolutely positively have to go. And, you know, and the last time I went to Chicago was when the Gun Rights Policy Conference was there maybe a year or two ago, and I really wanted to go to the conference, man, but I was really bummed out that I was in Chicago without a gun, you know.
Did you get out there and when you got there and you went to the, because I wondered about that myself when I saw that. Did you say, why did you guys hold this here?
Well, I get it, you know, and Chicago is still challenged with regards to, you know, a lot of gun rights issues and laws that they have on the books, and you look at some of the requirements that they have for their concealed carry permit. I think their training class is on the order of like 16 hours, you know. Here in Michigan, you know, it's not that bad. Ours is 8 hours. But you compare it to other states, I forgot what state that I was talking to a guy earlier today, you know, online. Their state is only 4 hours, you know. So there's wide disparity between the states, man. But 16 hours, you know, that's a lot, but if that's what it took for them to get the deal done to pass the bill, you know, so be it. You know, the thinking is just get it on the books and hopefully we can work with it down the road and maybe some political elections go our way and maybe we can make things more tolerable. Plus, when we have our, you know, our citizens who are carrying guns behave responsibly, you know, that at least gives us some stats and data on our side, you know.
Right, right. So, we've only got about a minute left in this segment. So the question is going to be for a gun carrier, right? As a rule of thumb, when your students are speaking with you, what do you advise them as far as the gun to carry and ammo? How many reloads? You don't have to answer that now because we don't have time to answer that now. I want you to think about that as we go because every time I start getting comfortable with, yeah, single stack's fine, then one of these things happens or Antifa goes on the rise or, you know, you see all the stuff that's happening. I don't have to tell you anything. So I'd like to get what your advice would be. Rick Hector is the director of Legally Armed in Detroit. And as such, he operates in a very dangerous environment, and his students operate there as well. So he brings a very unique perspective to Lock and Load. This is Planet Rick, and we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Rick Hector. He is a urban armed self-defense instructor. He comes by that naturally. The impetus to do that was somebody stuck a gun in his face for just simply being in his driveway. That began the journey that brings us to here. Do you ever, do you have, five or six guns that you look at and say, I will carry this gun on this thing and this gun on this thing and, you know, that kind of thing? Or do you just carry the same gun day in, day out, all the time?
I carry my same gun every single day, man. Every single day. And you know what? It is the best gun for me. And it fits in naturally with what you were bringing up right before we cut to the break. And it was like, well, what is your recommendation for a student who is looking to buy their first defensive handgun? You know, and the thing that I always impart to them is if it's a defensive handgun, it's non-negotiable. It's got to be at least 9mm or higher. You know, if we're talking about a revolver, 38 special, but most people are gravitating towards 9mm. But I have a process that I take people through. I don't just shove a gun in their hand and say, hey, this is your gun. No, we're going to actually take some time and go through this process. And there's several brands that I assemble together in a variety of sizes and thickness. And I, right now, you know, keep this interactive, man. I have my list right in front of me, and I'm going to check off the ones that are on my list. And the ones that are not on my list, I'm going to put it off to the side. I'm going to give me five handgun manufacturers for beginner, for defensive handgun. What would be your recommendation of top five manufacturers?
I would imagine it would start out with Smith & Wesson, Glock, Springfield.
Okay, Smith & Wesson, check, Glock. Okay, I don't have Springfield, but go ahead.
Possibly, Walther, because they make very nice concealable guns, and CZ.
Okay. And CZ. Okay, see, those last three are the three that are not on my list, but here's some that I look at. I've liked you, Smith & Wesson, Glock, Sig Sauer, FN, HK, and Taurus.
Okay.
Okay. For whatever reason, that's my default list. And you're going to look at them in a variety of sizes. And we go to the gun shop. The very next thing that I do outside of caliber, which is, like I said, 38 special if we're talking about a revolver, 9mm if we're talking about a semi-auto. The next thing that I do is get a bunch of these guns, and we play elimination. We play elimination based on one thing, and that one thing is the fit and feel of the gun in their hand. And we just go through a round-robin elimination. If we start out with, say, seven guns, we'll eliminate two of those guns. And we'll go through like a competition. We'll just go through those guns in their hands. And once I've got it narrowed down to like three different guns, I'm like, okay, these three guns that you feel are best, that best fit you. If you can't eliminate a gun or two guns just based on how it feels and fit on your hand, then we're going to take it to the next level of elimination. We're actually going to shoot it.
Right.
And then we're going to see if there's any discernible difference with regards to accuracy with that student shooting the same way with a different gun. So once I got the gun in the right caliber from whatever manufacturer, it fits their hand like a glove, and they shoot it well. That's how I help the student pick out their gun.
No matter what it is. So, like at where
no
you train?
No matter what it is, because it's not me. You know, I don't have a pet gun that I just push students on and have them get it and tell them that they must get this gun. No, I get them involved, and I use the things that are most important. First and foremost, I only put guns in front of them that are quality guns, guns from a quality manufacturer, okay? So that eliminates those very, very cheap guns. And we all know what some of those guns are, and I'm not going to mention any manufacturer names, but, you know, there are guns that are available brand new, you know, in the box, $99. I'm not going to steer them towards those. I'm going to get middle-of-the-road price guns that have good reputation, and I'm going to put those guns in front of them in size 38 special or 9mm, and I'm going to let them go through this elimination process of fit and feel and results when they shoot, and that's how that student will pick out their gun.
Now, when you're training, do you have examples of different guns there at the facility where you train them for them to try?
Oh, just for, you know, getting them through the class. Typically, I have them just, if they don't bring their own gun or have their own gun, by default, my default class gun is a Glock 17. And you know what? I really need to get some type of endorsement deal with those guys to show them how much I love them and utilize them in my class. But I got to put that on the list. So it just keeps, you know, falling
what, the
down
Glock
by
17?
The wayside, man. And that would be the default training.
But you, okay, so now you carry the original M&P, right? Or did you upgrade to the 2.0?
I sure do. No, I haven't. It's old reliable, man. All you have to do is just take good care of it, keep it maintained, clean it on a regular basis, oil it, you know, just dab here and there, and it works like a dream, man. But see, that was the gun that worked best for me, and I shot it best. So why fool around with what I have, you know?
I get it. I've heard this saying before. Beware the man that has one gun, because he probably knows how to use it really, really well.
You know, and you can get roped into a lot of conversations, whether, you know, face-to-face or whether, you know, online talking to people, man. And they all have their pet guns, you know, just like they all have their pet calibers. But if you've been around for a while, and I think I've been around for a while now, you'll see that guns come in and out of favor over time. It's like a cycle.
Yep. Hang on right there for me if you can. We're coming up on the break and everything. And we'll continue with the self-defense instruction of the advice from the urban instructor from Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Two women were stabbed while waiting for a bus in Pittsburgh. Police Chief Scott Schubert.
Struck the woman, stabbing her, and then turned around and stabbed another person. The officer took immediate action.
The officer was able to apprehend the suspect. The first woman died at the hospital. The other is expected to recover. The attack came just hours after a man with two machetes went on a deadly stabbing spree in Garden Grove and Santa Ana, California. He first stabbed and killed two men in an apartment building. The suspect stabbed a woman in an insurance office, and she survived. He then went to a gas station and stabbed a man there and nearly sliced off his nose. He then killed someone at a Subway shop, and then he stabbed and killed a security guard outside of the 7-Eleven. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking with Rick Ector from Detroit, Legally Armed in Detroit, all the other stuff that he is and does. So, let me ask you this, if I may.
Oh, go for it.
I'm going. What about your students that come to you and then they're like, well, listen, this new gun came out, and I like it. What do you think? Do you think I should trade up?
Well, I mean, it's no different than the gun selection process that we ran through, before the last commercial break, man. You know, qualify everything, man, because one of the most awful things that I hate to see is a person has been anticipating taking the class, and for whatever reason, because I guess it sounded like a good idea at the time, they figured that they would get their gun first without having the benefit of the course. And of course, it's actually during the class itself where we actually go through the handgun buying selection, features that are most important, and I go through my philosophy on how to pick and get the best gun for you. And you find people make some really interesting choices when they walk out of that gun shop with their first gun, man. You know, sometimes you'll get a person comes out with a $99 gun and it's of dubious quality and it doesn't really shoot very well. We'll leave it to them to tell me later how well it holds up in terms of reliability. and whether, you know, pieces start falling off of it. But, you know, when you look at the other characteristics that are important with a gun, man, you know, can you shoot it accurately? Does it feel good in your hand? You know, is it at least 9mm or higher? You know, your gun, your default gun, that's going to be your control. And any other gun that you're looking at, you know, you pretty much want to make sure that you do a competition round robin with your default gun. But, you know, one standing joke that I give people all the time is that buying guns is like a disease, man. Once you buy your first gun, it puts you on that path where, you know, you now get your second gun. It becomes your backup gun. So after you got your primary gun, you have your backup gun. Now we can start getting some specialty guns. Okay, well, what's a specialty gun? Specialty gun is where I just want to wear shorts. Okay, can I get a gun for shorts and cookouts? Can I get a gun for fancy occasions? Can I get a gun for the gun rallies and the gun marches and demonstrations that we take part in when we're carrying openly and we really want the gun to be a visual masterpiece to people who are looking at you? And before you know it, man, you have quite a few guns, one primary gun that you primarily carry all the time, and other guns just when the situation dictates.
Well, see with you, you give your students, you're actually involved in their gun acquisition process. Or at least it
when
sounds
given
like
an opportunity.
So, right.
You know, and the worst thing I hate to see, man, is when a student buys a gun, man, like the last one I had. This one lady, she bought a gun, and it was one of those air weights. It was a revolver. It was a 38 special, but it was one of those air weight, really light guns, you know. And when you put, you know, the ammunition in it, you know, it really just hurt her hand because of all the force and power that was coming from that really light gun. And she absolutely hated it because of the way it made her hand feel when she pulled the trigger. And actually, because she was anticipating how it was going to feel, she developed an awful flinching problem. And I was like, you know what? This gun is not going to work for you at all.
Yeah.
At all. You know, because you're going to need to practice. And if you don't even like shooting it and it gives you some discomfort, you need to get a better gun for you so you'll at least practice with it, get good with it, be proficient with it, and you won't hesitate and be flinching. And you can actually do the function, you know, of defending yourself when it happens and not worrying about how it feels. But, yeah, man, it's a deal. But, you know, once you get that gun selected, I mean, it's like a burden, one, is lifted from your shoulders, and two, sure, it's really satisfying to know that you got the best possible gun for you.
I guess the question I have is, like, you have a service pistol. You have a full-sized, what would be considered a service pistol. It's not the long slide, but it has the full-size grip.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot that one and train with it. Do you, when you're telling people what they should buy or making recommendations to them, is part of that process, whatever it is that's going to be your carry gun, this is something you need to be able to practice with and shoot, and that you're going to carry and practice with and shoot.
Yes. I mean, and, you know, beginning, you know, depending on how well you grasp the fundamentals, some people take to it like a fish to water, man, and some people, you know, it takes a while. But however it takes you to become proficient, you know, and then you can start just going into your regular training regimen at least, you know, 50 rounds, you know, a month, you know, at least 50. You know, preferably you'll do 100. You know, if the budget can handle it, do it, you know, 2 weekends out of a month. But bare minimum, 50 rounds a month.
Yeah. That's the thing. Everybody that I talk to that actually carries a gun, I try to tell them, listen, you don't have to go to a class and shoot 1,000 rounds a month.
No.
But it would be good for you if you went to a range and shot 100 rounds a month or 50 rounds a month.
You know, as much as I love shooting, man, I think shooting 1,000 rounds a month might get a little old after a while. I mean, but see, here's the thing. I go into the range, I have my gun, and here's the thing for all the newbies out there. Start out with as many magazines as you can afford. That way you won't burn up your range visit by loading your cartridges into your magazines. Even though they give you those fancy cartridge, you know, magazine loading machines now, you know, you've been shooting more than, you know, 5 years or so. Those things weren't so prevalent and you had to, you know, just learn it. Now you just give them a loading machine, man. It's kind of like, you know, I feel like a dinosaur.
Well, I mean, I couldn't do 1,000 rounds a month in a indoor range at all. I couldn't do it. I need to be, I'm lucky enough to have a friend who has a private range, and I mean, he's got all manner of things where I can like slap the gun to the left and shoot that thing in the collarbone and run around and shoot his buddy to the left and his buddy to the right and the hostage, I can dodge the hostage and kill the terrorist, and he's got stuff that comes at me and stuff that bounces and plates. I couldn't just sit in a lane and shoot 1,000 rounds a month. There's just no way.
Well, I mean, you know, that just depends on, you know, where you live, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I am in a principally urban environment.
Right.
And there aren't many places where you can go and shoot outdoors. You know, by default, we have to go to boring indoor ranges and shoot. But, you know, we get our practice in however we can. Now,
if I had
a bunch of property, I would love to shoot outdoors.
I count myself to be very lucky. We're coming up on the last break. This is Planet Rick, where we muse about self-defense, where we talk about things that maybe you think about, and we try to bring clarity from a guy who has to train different people every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Rick Hector, how many people that you train actually come back to you and train again?
You know, I get some students, man, they take the training and they're really good shooters and, you know, they go and they disappear. Next time I see them is when they bring in a family member and they're just sitting in on the class, arting it while watching a family member.
Sure.
Then there's some students who take the class and, you know, they don't get the results that they would have liked to have achieved. And we set up an ongoing, you know, schedule and we get some practice in on a regular basis. And then once they get to a certain level of marksmanship, they take off and then, you know, they'll come back, you know, maybe sometime down the road. But I tell you what, when I do my women's community service event, that's where it's like homecoming.
Right.
You know, like if you can remember back, you know, to high school when, you know, homecoming weekend, right? Well, when I do my ladies women's shooting event every May, you know, the weekend after Mother's Day, that's when it's like they all come back to me, man. They may not come every year. They may come a couple of years, take 1 year off, but it's really like a reunion, man. And it's really a great thing. You know, some students, you know, I see them all the time at the annual shooting event, so I never forget them. And there's some students that have come like every other year and then maybe come 1 year and take a few years off and then come again. And those students are always the ones that ask me, you know, hey, do you remember me? And you're like, you know, you don't want to make anybody feel bad or make them feel less than memorable. But, you know, when you don't keep coming on a regular basis cyclically, you know, I just may forget you.
Don't they know you tried to train 1,000 people the other day?
Right. You know, I got 800 in, man. You know what? I'm telling you, it's going to be 1,000, you know, next year for real. Because, you know, I was really secretly shooting for 1,000.
Right.
You know, I really, you know, pounded the pavement. I really did, you know, more media appearances, you know, than I had done before. You know, I had did more promotion on Facebook more than I had before. And so I realized what I did, and I realized the results that I got. And so I just need to extrapolate further, man, and push even harder and start even earlier. But I'm going to get there, whatever it takes.
So for when you're talking about they didn't get the results that they were looking for, are you talking about in terms of proficiency hitting the target that they're aiming at, or what are we talking about there?
Generally, their shot pattern, you know. Yeah, the typical shot pattern when we're talking about, you know, shooting for defensive accuracy,
right?
You know, that's where you'll take a full-size target, man, and just superimpose tape with Scotch tape and 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper.
Right.
And say, hey, this is your target zone. Let's see if you can get all your holes, you know, actually in that sheet of paper. And, you know, that's one level of proficiency, and that's the type of shooting that ultimately you're going to do and not be, you know, shooting, you know, with your sights. You know, that's going to be instinctive point shooting type of deal where you're just going to pick the gun up and just shoot and just focus on that 8.5 by 11 area and see how many you can get in there. Now, the other type of shooting, well, you know, that's sighted marksmanship where we're going to go through, you know, the whole drill. You know, I got a good grip on the gun. I got a good stance. You know, I'm leaning forward. And I'm modulating my breathing. I'm going to take a deep breath, exhale half of it. I'm going to hold it, line my sights up. You know, depending on what sights you have, I got white dot straight across, or I got that Glock dot in the hook. Whatever sight system I have, hold it steady. Middle fleshy part of your trigger finger on the trigger. Nice, smooth pull all the way back, no flinching.
Right.
And, you know, you see how many bullseyes you can hit, you know, following, you know, the marksmanship shooting. But I like to switch between both. I like to focus first, of course, you know, on defensive accuracy. You know, when you walk out the door, heaven forbid, on that first day you ever need to use it, that's what you're going to need to do, and that's what you need to learn first.
How many Have your students ever had to defend themselves? I'm sure you've got one or two.
I've had several, man, several. And, you know, they have varying feedback. And of course, in each incident, you know, there were varying levels of things that they needed to do. You know, I've had quite a few women who actually had to shoot people. And sometimes the people were complete strangers, you know, which is bad enough. But, you know, I've had a few that had to shoot some ex-intimate partners, you know. Sometimes you're involved in a relationship, whether it's a long-term relationship or whether you were actually married to that person, you know. And sometimes, you know, things don't go the way you want them to go, and sometimes you can't just part ways amicably, and sometimes, you know, someone starts harassing you and stalking you and knocking down your door and barging in the house, and sometimes you have to shoot somebody, you know, you thought you'd spend, you know, a good portion of your life with. But, you know, it's one of those things that happens. You know, and I'm never happy to hear about having to shoot an ex-intimate partner or having to shoot, you know, a complete stranger. You know, they're both traumatic, and you're going to have to go through, you know, some, you know, time and in some cases even counseling to get through it. But, you know what? Keep at it. You'll make it.
Yep. These people, these students of yours that have had to do it, do they come to you and say that they're never going to carry a gun again, that they just can't live through that again? Anybody ever say, well,
I've never had anyone tell me that they did not want to relive or revisit or have that possibility of ever having to do it. I mean, however traumatic it was, because the flip side of, you know, not wanting to ever, you know, shoot your gun is like realizing that, well, gee, if I give this gun up, I've already proven through my life experience that it could happen. Well, gee, if it happened once, it could probably happen again.
Right.
You know, I'd rather have it and defend myself. And if I have to go through, you know, a period of adjustment or even counseling or, you know, just get my head together, then fine. I'm willing to do that. because it means that I'm still here. I'm still breathing, and I'm still here for my family and for my loved ones, and I can watch my children grow.
Yeah, I don't think that I would have. The thing that would happen with me, I think, in a self-defense situation, which I've been in two, I didn't have to shoot them, I didn't draw. But I think the thing that would happen with me would be that I would be very angry at the person that I had to shoot because they put me in the position where I had to make that decision. Because I know that when I do that, that's going to change my whole life. And I wasn't bothering nobody that day.
You know, there is such a wide range of reactions, you know, just having talked to people who have had to actually shoot people. And there's no way to predict how you're going to react. You know, some people, you think that it would be a major deal and a lot of emotional trauma. And some people, you know, they don't lose a wink of sleep. And then some people, they can't sleep at all. It's a personality thing, and I don't think it's anything that you can predict.
Or teach.
You know, it's just you're human, and you're going to have a reaction, and you just have to be prepared for it, however adverse or non-adverse it may be. You know,
we run out of time. We're just about out of time. Tell everybody how to find Rick.
I'm everywhere, all over the internet. Find me at Rick, R-I-C-K, last name Ector, E-C-T-O-R. I'm on all the social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Blogger. Look for me. I'm there. Usually my handle is Detroit DCW.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, man, thank you. You know, because I've been burning way too much time, you know, looking at all this talk, both at the state level and at the federal level, about potential legislation they're trying to ram down our throats. But I'm of the opinion I can't stand it, don't want it.
There you go. We're out of here. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.